It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Within the next 20 seconds, a fire will break out somewhere in the United States. Lives may be lost, property damaged, homes or buildings destroyed. Yes, there are 4,600 fires in America each day of the year. The unfortunate part of this picture is that most of these fires could have been avoided. By obeying a few simple rules of fire prevention from now on, you and I can protect ourselves and our families from this devastating menace. Rule one is don't smoke in bed or discard lighted cigarettes carelessly. Rule two, clean out old newspapers, magazines, and other inflammable debris. Rule three, promptly repair defective wiring as soon as you notice it. Fire won't wait until tomorrow. Rule four, use only those cleaning fluids which will not burn. And last but not least, be careful with matches. Keep them out of the reach of small children. Remember, it doesn't pay to gamble with fire. The odds are against you every time. Mrs. McGee is performing some alterations on a dress. This is trouble enough with a good sewing machine. But listen to this.
Oh, darn. There it goes again. I'll never get this dress finished in time for the club meeting.
What's the matter, kiddo? Having trouble with your sewing machine?
Yes, this darn old...
Because I can fix it, you know. Sewing machines are one of my specialties. I can have that thing apart before you...
No, it's fine. Running like a top.
I thought you said you...
Just having trouble with this hem. It isn't coming out even. I must be doing something wrong.
You're sure it's not the machine? Because I'd be glad to...
No, it's my fault. The machine's fine.
Because I could...
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry about it. You just run along and do whatever you're doing.
Because, you know, I...
But don't let me bother you.
Oh, I'm not busy. You just go ahead and sew, and I'll just stand here and watch you. Sort of stand by in case of trouble with the machine.
Well... Actually, dearie, it makes me sort of nervous when I'm sewing to have you looking over my shoulder.
Oh, I'm sorry. In that case, I'll stand around here in front of you. Makes you nervous to look over your shoulder.
All right, if you're going to stand around anyhow, you might as well be busy. Here, hold this.
What is it?
That's a bobbin.
Oh?
It's what you wind the thread on.
Oh, that's what a bobbin is. I remember when I was just a kid, my aunt had a bobbin on her sewing machine.
Most of them do.
She got it from a neighbor lady. Traded her a peck of wine sap apples for it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember my aunt used to sit and hold that bobbin in her hand by the hour, waiting for somebody to ask her where she got it, so she could say, I got that bobbin for apples.
Oh, that was your corny aunt, wasn't it?
Yeah, nobody ever asked her, though. She got pretty discouraged in later years. And what do you do with a bobbin, anyhow?
I was hoping you'd ask that eventually, because I'm trying to hurry here, McGee.
I see.
This is used to wind the thread on, and you can wind this one for me. I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, I see. It goes right on the side of the machine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All I do is turn the crank, and it winds the thread up.
That's right. Now, if you'll just wind the bobbin, I'll get back to work on this dress.
Mm-hmm.
The club meeting at Mrs. Spradley starts at 2, and I'm going to be lucky to make it.
Okay. Boy, this is easy. Shouldn't ought to take over 15 or 20 minutes to get this little bobbin full of thread with this gadget they got on here. Pretty clever, huh?
Yes, I wonder what they'll think of next. Oh, if he starts working on this thing, I'll never...
Hey, what's that?
What's what, dearie?
That noise in there. I thought you said you weren't having any trouble with this machine.
I'm not. It's running all right. They're all noisy like that. That's just the framistat of the rig roll.
The what?
The framistat. You see, you have to have the framistat to drive the needle through when you're using a hard material like silk, especially with a zigzag hemline on an appliqué tuck.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Good. You just keep winding your little crank and leave the sewing to Mother. I've got to get this dress finished in time for the meeting.
I've watched you use that thing off and on for years, but I never heard it sound that noisy.
I'll get along all right.
Hold it, Molly. Hold it.
Now what's the matter?
You know that framistat... You told me about before?
Yes.
Well, unless I'm mistaken, it just fell out on the floor. Is this it?
Oh, did that spring snap again?
Mm-hmm.
I give up. I can't work on this beat-up old thing. I'll finish the dress by hand.
Now, don't you get excited. It's just a little spring. I can put it back and have it running as good as new.
Don't fool with it. Forget it. Put it in the closet for me, will you? I'm going to take my sewing basket upstairs and finish the dress. I have to leave here in half an hour.
Okay, Tootsie, I'll put it away for you. You get dressed. You go to Mrs. Spradley's. I'll put the machine away. Ooh, I'll put it away, all right. Way out in the garage where nobody will bother me. Oh, boy, I've always wanted to take a sewing machine apart. Whoops, almost forgot the thermostat.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. How's this for a neat exchange? You pay $75, you get back $100. Would you like that kind of return for your money? Well, you can have it by investing in United States savings bonds. You'll get back $4 for every three you put in, and even more if you hold them longer. And it's a cinch to save when you join the payroll savings plan. It's the easy way to invest in savings bonds. Your employer will save a few dollars for you every payday. You decide the amount, and the rest is automatic. You won't even miss the money because it comes off your check before you see it. Soon you'll have a fine nest egg of bonds earning extra dollars for you year in and year out. Invest in United States savings bonds today. It's not only an investment that pays off for you in dollars saved, it helps to build a stronger, safer America. So with United States savings bonds, you get double security. Form a partnership with your Uncle Sam today and watch those savings add up. Do it the easy way with a payroll savings plan.
One thing I found out about sewing machines so far. They sure come apart easy. Boy, do they go back together hard. I think this piece here must...
McGee, where are you?
Maybe Doc knows something about them. Out here, Docie, out in the garage.
Just passing by, I thought I'd look in. Rang the doorbell, but nobody answered. Is Molly out?
Yeah, she went to Mrs. Spradley's to a club meeting. Hey, do you know anything about sewing machines, Fatso?
Nothing. I do all my sewing by hand, Sonny. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that's a sewing machine.
Yeah. I never had one apart before.
When will you ever learn not to fool with things you know nothing about, Butterfingers?
I might expect a remark like that from you, Melon Smuggler. A typical reactionary attitude. Did it ever occur to you that where would the world be today if it wasn't for pioneers like myself who daily braved the vast unknown, seeking and searching and groping?
You left out fumbling, stumbling, and blundering.
Did you just come over here to plague me, you big paunch packer? Because I got trouble enough with this mechanized needle flinger without taking time out to swap insults with you, George.
Gee, the thing is a mess, isn't it? How old is that machine, anyhow?
I don't know, but I gotta admit I'm a little discouraged, Doc. This thing is worn out like a bus driver's pants seat.
Look, Bumble Thumbs, would you like a suggestion?
Is it snide?
No. Looking at that machine just gave me an idea that can make you a hero, my boy.
Yeah? Well, you know something? At this point, I could stand being a hero for once. Let's hear it.
All right. Tells all about it here in the paper.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
Bon-Ton Department Store Sewing Machine Sale. Huh? Well, what do you...
Read on.
Trade in your old machine. $50 allowance, regardless of make, model. $50!
Get your hat. I'll drive you down there. And bring your old machine.
This machine, Mr. McGee, is the Bon Ton's pride. It's completely automatic.
Yeah?
Your wife will find a machine like this very handy for unusual work, like hemming and binding, gathering, tucking, and so on. And it works without attachments. It's the new Smith-O-Matic.
Okay, sis, write it up. We got a deal.
Good.
There's just one other thing. I read in your ad on the way over here about the trade-in, sis. I told you my wife had been using an old model. You know, good machine, of course, but... A little out of date is all.
Oh, well, you are in for a big saving, sir. We'll allow you $50 trade-in for your old machine, regardless of make, model, or condition.
No, I was just checking. My fat friend is standing over there by the elevator with the old machine. Hey, Doc, bring it over here. It's like the ad said. Would you mind repeating that again, sis? Just so there's no mistake?
Well, of course. I say the Bon Ton will allow you $50 for your old machine, regardless of make or condition.
Here you are, McGee.
Good. Now grab the new machine, Ducky.
Right.
You got the bill ready there, sis?
Here you are, Mr. McGee. Now, if you'll just let me have the old machine.
With pleasure. Stand back, sis. There you are.
Mr. Carlton. Oh, Mr. Carlton.
Come on, Doc. Let's go.
Just a minute, please. Mr. Carlton.
Boy, did you hear that Mr. Carlton holler, Doc? Look at that machine. Ain't she a beauty?
Oh, Molly, you'll love it.
Yeah.
You better wear a beard next time you shop at the Bonton, though. They'll drop you down an elevator shaft.
You heard the sales girl.
Yeah.
Regardless of model, maker, condition, she said.
Sure.
They had to... Shh, turn the lights out quick. Huh? Here she comes. Here comes Molly.
It's me, McGee. I just stopped off at Mabel's for a minute.
In here, kiddo. Boy, wait till she gets a look at her new sewing machine. Yeah.
What are the lights all out for? You didn't blow another fuse. How many times did I...
Surprise!
Surprise!
Surprise? What's going on here? Is it somebody's birthday? Oh, heavenly days. Where did that brand new sewing machine come from?
You like it, kiddo?
McGee, this isn't mine. I mean, you didn't...
Yeah, ain't I a devil?
Don't forget me. It was my idea.
McGee, what's this all about?
Well, I'll explain it to you in a minute. First, you just tell me, do you really like it?
Like it? I love it. Who wouldn't like a beautiful new electric machine? If you knew how sick I was of using that beat-up old machine Mabel Toops lent me...
Mabel Toops? Huh? You mean that old machine you were using today was Mabel Toops?
Yeah. Get it out, will you, dearie? I'm going to take it right over there and give it back to her right now.
Yeah.
But... Oh, wait till I show Mabel my wonderful surprise.
Oddly enough, we've got a surprise for Mabel, too, haven't we?
Yeah. Boy, is this ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
This is Bill Goodwin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Bob Hope and his morning radio show, and I'm wondering whether you've been listening to it. It's getting funnier and funnier. For instance, almost every day now, Bob has a question period with the audience. Just in case you haven't heard it, let's listen in on one now.
Yes, my good man, right there.
How old are you, Robert?
Thank you. Is there a sober man in the house? Yes, honey.
Were you born in 1903?
Down. Sit down. Yes, honey.
Do you always chew gum?
This is the only way I can keep my brain away. Yes,
too
honey,
bad
right
we haven't
back.
Time for all of it, but this is the kind of fun that's now making the Morning Bob Hope Show one of the great comedy radio shows of all time. Every morning on your NBC station, see your local paper for the time.
I explained the whole thing to Mabel Toops, dearie, and she was very sweet about it.
Did you tell her as long as it was her machine we traded in, she could have the new one if she'd just take over the payments?
Yeah. She said, no, thanks. She'd just borrow it for me.
Hmm.
Mort's on his way over to get it now. Put the lid on it, will you?
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Mary Lansing as the sales lady. This is John Wall telling you that Mr. McGee is doing something strange tomorrow. I can't tell you about it now, but you can find out about it by tuning in to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear the issue of the day on Heart of the News tonight on the NBC Radio Network.